Blackpool Epitaph 1. And so, on a hot August day, on a feeling thinking day, on a sublime swimming day, on a chance day, the brave day when the swimmer knows that on such a day anything could happen, after much anxious anticipation we arrived at the swimming pool and saw that it wasn't there. More precisely, we did not see that it was there. In other words, the local pool in the heart of the 11th district, normally perched on one of the gentle slopes of the Buddha Hills, was gone. The pool was misplaced. The sign, hardly comprehensible, said, "Pool isn't here." Yet my sympathetic swimmer, how can a swimmer swim some swimming pool? Oh, pool present, pool past. And misplaced too, searching for our missing pool, my patient concierge and I drifted into the middle of Hieronymus's garden of earthly disgust and delights. Imagine this pathological pool within that pathological pool. Pathological because right beneath our living swimmer, a drowned swimmer is swimming too. So let's take a risk and imagine this image without doubt. It's our local swimming pool at dusk. The pool, this pool, another pool, the same pool. The playful pool. The absent pool present for now. The pondering pool, the pond full of various magic and mirage. And we entered with a body we both loathed and loved while we were alive. We entered with a body that both loathed and loved us before it drowned. Then in the blue tile dressing room we undressed quietly. And leaving the body behind us, we dived into Jerome's triptych. Both present and absent, as apparition there and elsewhere, we disappeared in dusk and appeared in the middle of another pool. At its focal point, the musical fountain of your childhood on Margaret Island in Budapest, with your small sand and body wandering in water, with other tiny swimmers drifting through a cryptic century at a time when time was not yet timed. The century was empty as a tomb. And we were there at the edge of the pool, and we saw that the page in front of us was always already the only page, the same composite of blue sky and pool. And this was the heroic Hieronymus moment when one's phantom foot slips on the tiles and our silhouettes took off.